Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Now you know him from Ngandweni Christ Ambassadors, and that is Pastor Mzwakhe Myeni, and the song is Till the Storm. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 10 minutes, it is just after 12. I am Sibongile Mofokeng, I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Heart to Heart on 657 AM. And I was listening to Pastor Roki talking to Umvain and Rousseau. Thank you so much for Skriftelik. And it's funny that somebody asked a question that, it is Umvain and Rousseau who asked that question. He was asking Pastor Roki about a man who says, why should I be caught up in the middle when the bad and the good decided to fight? The good guy and the bad guy decided to fight. So why should I be caught in the middle? Why should I be asked to make a choice? So I was listening to that, and funny they had to address that. Funny, Pastor Roki had to answer that, because this morning, early in the wee hours, I was looking at a TikTok of a woman who says, Christians, please allow us to go to hell. And that saddened my heart. She's like, I'm ready, I'm fine, allow me to go to hell. I'm fine with it. I don't need your Jesus. I'm okay. So we are preparing for hell. Stop telling us that we need to give our lives to your Jesus. That was so sad for me to see somebody making such a choice and unawares of the kind of choice that she's making, because she is clearly not aware what is hell all about. And I think I should ask Pastor Roki and Umvain and Rousseau to talk about something like that as well. It was quite disturbing. And she says, you're making a lot of noise. You're making a lot of noise, telling us about Jesus, telling us about that we should be saved. Please leave us alone. Allow us to go to our hell. We are prepared for it. And I was just thinking how sad the Lord Holy Spirit would even feel about something like that. And I wish that the Lord would open her eyes, and she would even open, or he would even open her understanding about what she's asking for, what she says she would do. And I found myself praying for her and others who say things like her, because the enemy is an opportunist and he loves such things. That is a call for him to say, oh, you want to go to hell? Let me make it happen. ASAP. Let's not waste time. No more talking about it. Let's do it. And before she knows it, she might not be here. So I was praying for her protection, praying for her salvation, praying for her repentance as well, praying for God's mercy upon her life. It's just that others do not know how much we love them, because even the word of God says that if we do not share the word of God with them, then their blood will be sicked, or will be questioned on us. So it will be on our heads. And we do not want that. We do not want that. The Lord Jesus Christ took away that. And that's why we are sharing, that they should know that they are loved, that Jesus Christ wants to have a meaningful relationship with them, wants to have a journey with them that can never be. I was also listening to Rorisang Tandekiso. She ministers the word of God in all platforms. She's such a young woman who loves the Lord, dedicated to just preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so she said these words, and she says, nobody has told you the best decision, the best thing you can do for yourself is give your life to Jesus. Yes, they might say it's graduating. They might say it's getting married. They might say it's signing and getting a new car. They might say it's getting a new house. But there's nothing compared to giving your life to Jesus Christ. It's the best thing that you can ever do for yourself. And this is for eternity. It's not just something that will happen for just today, but it's for eternity. And we need to tell them, that Jesus loves them. And there is a way of escape. God has provided a way of escape, because the enemy would or has put a veil in their eyes. But there is a way of escape. There is a way of escape. So let's pray for them. Let's keep praying for them. Some are our relatives. You know that uncle. You know that cousin. You know that friend. Some are friends. Some are colleagues. We know all of these who do not want, but let's pray for them, stand in the gap for them, and trust God for their lives, and that He might even protect them from hell, from going to hell. So, yeah, it's always awesome and building and encouraging and empowering to listen to Skriftuurlik. Please tell others to switch on and listen on every Tuesday to Skriftuurlik, because this is where you're going to be able to even ask questions on the things that you've been wondering and asking questions about and questioning some of the scriptures or some. Yeah, this is the platform where you can have that. So, yeah, let's keep doing that. And so, thank you, Umvenant, and thank you, Pastor Rocky. I see you, May Gwenangen, Pietra Small. Hello to you. And she says, Gesiende middag, Spongile. Jullie program beteken so baie. Good morning, Spongile. Your program means so much. Ah, and also to us, you mean so much to us. We love you so much. Radio Pulpit, I always say this, even when I am at events and I have to say something about Radio Pulpit. If you didn't know, the staff at Radio Pulpit, every morning, they pray, yes, for everything that they will be doing at work. They pray for their work, but they also pray for you. They pray for every listener. They pray for everyone who's out there who might just switch in by mistake, trying to get another radio station. Then, boom, there's Radio Pulpit. They pray for you. They pray for people's salvation, your family's salvation, your children's salvation, protection, provision. Whatever that the Lord leads them to, they do it. And it's because you mean quite a lot to us. You mean, no, I won't say you mean the world. You are the world to us. We love you so much. And we realize and know that the Lord Jesus Christ saw it fit to love you so much that He would die for you on the cross and give you life in abundance. And our prayer is that you would have a fulfilled life. You would experience that abundance in your life. He died for you so that you would have life eternal. And our prayer is that you would have exactly that, life in abundance and life eternal. So yeah, thank you so much, Pietra Small, and all family members who are tuned in on this baie lief vir julle, on this baie lief vir jou. And now, my family, today we are going to have on this, in this hour, we were supposed to have somebody, we were going to have a testimony from Dineo with Vitiligo. I said it yesterday, Vitiligo, and she's not alone. She was coming with a friend talking about what she goes through and what is vitiligo. And so we have to postpone that because she is a student. You know, these things, sometimes you plan so nicely, but at the end of the day, you find that, it doesn't go the way you thought it would. But still, we are not deterred, and we will let you know when it's coming through. We are talking about this because last week Friday, it was World Awareness Day on vitiligo. And vitiligo is a chronic, long-lasting autoimmune disorder that causes patches of skin to lose pigment of color. And I have seen some would lose their pigmentation until they are with albinism. And so we'll be talking to her about that because so many are going through that and they don't know what's happening. I've heard in the townships, in the villages, they think it's witchcraft at some point. I've heard of people saying, no, you got to do this, go to the mountains and do that. But it is just a chronic autoimmune disorder that causes patches of skin to lose pigment or color. And it happens to anyone. It happens to anyone. But I know there are those ones who are more predisposed to it. And so far, there is no drug that can stop the process of vitiligo once it has started. But there is therapy. Sure. I hope that that can restore some color. So we will have an opportunity to talk to somebody who lives with it on a daily basis, how it started, and what she had learned about it and her journey with it, and her receival from others about her condition as well. So unfortunately or unfortunately, it's no longer going to be today. But today we are going to be talking to Apostle Anthony Halley, and we will be talking to him about business. So if you are in business, this is for you, and especially for those ones who would like to join Pitch Your Business. Remember, Pitch Your Business 2024 is already opened, and so we would love to hear from you. Actually, we'd love for you to enter the competition. Who knows? You might be the one walking away with a whopping 1 million rand worth of marketing prizes. So you might be walking away with that. So we'll be talking to him on that in the second hour. And we're talking worship later on with Pastor Mapena, Bishop Mapena. I think today I'm talking to Apostle and a Bishop. Wow, that's really awesome. And in this hour, we have Attorney Kenny Mukwena, our advocate, actually. He's not an attorney, he's an advocate. Advocate Kenny Mukwena, and he is talking about a willing heart. So this is where we're going. But we're going to take the sounds of Halal Africa featuring Lebo Sekhobela, God of Abraham. That will take us through to A Willing Heart by Advocate Kenny Mukwena.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
My name is Pastor Kenny Mukwena, and it's time for you to experience the blessing. Let's start the show today with a word of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you so much for your grace, your love, and your mercy. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given to us to sit under the ministry of your word. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is powerful. It has the power to change our lives forever. Thank you for every person under the sound of my voice right now. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I am so excited today because we are starting a new conversation which I believe will change your life forever. So welcome to the show today. God is going to do amazing things in our lives as we delve into this. I really enjoy, you know, these conversations that we're having, and I know that God is building you up, especially those that are consistent, you know, in terms of tuning in and listening to this conversation. So we are talking about today a willing heart, a subject which I believe that it needs to be taught, especially at a time that we are living in, where we are drawing closer and closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me, my brother. Jesus is coming back, and is coming back very, very soon. This is the time more than ever for us to be aware of this, for us to set ourselves apart and, you know, allow ourselves to be used by God more than ever. The Bible in the book of Isaiah 1 verse 19 says that if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The question is, do you have a willing heart? Because a lot of people, you know, they claim that they are interested in God using them. They want God to do, you know, to work with them and do things in their lives. But if you check, the commitment is not so deep. In these days that we're living in, God is looking for people that are committed, people who give themselves wholeheartedly, you know, to him. In the book of Proverbs 23, verse 26, God says, my son, in fact, it speaks through Solomon, my son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways. My son, give me your heart. So God is interested in your heart. So we're going to use the book of Psalm 127 verse 1 and 2 in the Passion Translation as our theme text for this conversation. And we're going to sit on this for a couple of weeks talking about a willing heart. So Verse 1 and 2 of the Passion Translation, Psalm 127, it says, if God's grace doesn't help the builders, they will labor in vain to build a house. If God's mercy doesn't protect the city, all the sentries will cycle it in vain. It really is senseless to work so hard from early morning till late at night, toiling to make a living for fear of not having enough. God can provide for his devoted lovers while they slept, even while they slept. This text is so loaded. It's so powerful. And I think it addresses exactly in totality the conversation that I want us to have from today, you know, until a couple of weeks, talking about a heart that is willing, a heart that is receptive to God. So notice here that God says, the Bible says, if God's grace doesn't help the builders, they will labor in vain to build it. So it also talks about the sentries, that they will cycle the city in vain unless the Lord protects the city. So he says that you can build a house, but you must understand that it is God's grace that is building that house. A security guard may watch a place, or as the verse tells us, the sentries may cycle it, because in the olden days they used to have, you know, to build walls around cities as a form of security, and these walls were wide so that the sentries or the soldiers can walk on top of it, guarding the city, spotting out, you know, every enemy from afar off and stuff like that. So the Bible says, if God's house, if God's grace doesn't build the house, the builders labor in vain. So you must understand that everything that we do in the kingdom of God is by grace. That's why the last part says, it is really senseless to work so hard from early morning till late at night, toiling to make a living for fear of not having enough. God can provide for his devoted lovers even while they sleep. So he takes it even a step further. First, he says, it is God who builds the house. It is God who guards the city. And he says that even when it comes to working, it is God's grace that makes the difference. Because if God's grace doesn't make a difference, whatever we are doing, we are just wasting time. There are many people that, you know, especially at the time that we're living in, are so worried. Like, they are so worried. There's no time, you know, to be calm in our minds, in our souls. We're so worried, you know, for fear of not having enough. Even when God has met your needs of today, you are worried about tomorrow. What am I going to do tomorrow? You know, you can't serve God to the best of your ability, because you must make things happen for yourself. The Bible says here, God can provide for his devoted lovers even while they slept. He gives his beloved sleep. So the Bible also tells us that the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich and add no sorrow. So there is no sorrow for us. There is no sorrow for us who understand the grace of God in the time that we're living in. You must give yourself to the grace of God, my brother. Anything that God requires you to do in this life, he does it himself through you. He just wants you to avail yourself. It may look like you are the one doing it, but I want you to know that it is the grace of God that is doing it through you. That's what is so beautiful about Christianity. That's what's so beautiful about serving God. Because when you look at 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9, also in the Passion Translation, it says, we are co-workers with God, and you are God's cultivated garden, the house he is building. I like the first part. It says, we are co-workers with God. You are God's cultivated garden, the house he is building, which means that God is preparing us on a daily basis for him to fulfill divine purpose through us. What a privilege to be a co-worker with God. Man, to be a partner with God is such a beautiful thing. Look at salvation, for instance. You know, when you look at salvation with the eyes of maturity and you understand it, oh man, it's so beautiful. So God gave his son Jesus to die for us on the cross. Now he takes our sins, we take his righteousness. From that moment, the Bible in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any person is in Christ Jesus, he is a new species, he is a new creation. So what that means is that God begins to prepare you. The moment you become saved, God begin to prepare you. He begin to build you up so that he can build through you. And this is extremely, extremely important. And if you look at how God does it, so you remember the book of Exodus chapter 8 verse 1, the Bible says that God said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go so that they may serve me. He says, but says, let my people go so that they may serve me. So if you look at this verse, there is a deliverance that takes place, but there is a purpose for the deliverance. Let my people go. That's the picture of salvation, that they may serve me. That's when they become of age, and then God begin to use them. Every person who gets saved, you get saved so that God can use you. But a lot of people get distracted. Look at the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. They got distracted about their circumstances, about their needs, and that angered God. Because the moment you take your eyes from what God is doing to what you are doing, the moment you stop serving God and start serving yourself, that is what displeases God. Because maturity says that you were saved to serve God. So when you are saved, you begin to avail yourself for God to build you up so that he can build through you. The Bible says, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen lie awake in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that builds it. And says it is senseless to work so hard from morning till late at night, toiling to make a living. God is able to take care of his devoted lovers while they sleep. So in other words, the moment you get saved and come into the kingdom of God, you must have the understanding that you are no longer, now that you are in the kingdom, now that you're born again, you no longer live according to your will, you live according to the will of God. You no longer live for yourself, you live for him who died and was raised up for you. Remember 2 Corinthians 2, when you read from verse 14, it says, Christ's love compels us, and we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, so that those who live no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised up for them. So this is what we are talking about. You were saved, my brother, to serve God. Serve God in your body right now, understanding that it is the grace of God that is at work in your life. You must have a willing heart. You must have the willingness to serve God. It first starts with a willing heart. The moment you are willing to serve God, his grace takes over. God does it himself, man. He does it himself through us. That's what the grace of God is for. You know, a lot of people use the grace of God as an excuse to be lazy, as an excuse to do nothing. And they say, no, the grace of God is going to do it. The grace of God is an empowerment for us to do more. I look at Philippians 4:13, especially in the Amplified Classic Edition, as a clear demonstration of the grace of God. And the grace of God works hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. So it says, Philippians 4:13, the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Look at this. Look at this. I have strength for all things, not in my own ability, but through him who empowers me. The short version of that in the New King James, it says, I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. That Christ there does not necessarily mean Jesus. It means through the anointed one and his anointing, which means it is an empowerment of heaven over your life. It is the grace of God working in your life. And this is what we're talking about. Listen to me, my brother. Open your heart and allow God to use you. Don't live for yourself. That's what Adam did, and he fell in the Garden of Eden because he disregarded the will of God and replaced it with his own will. Today, when we get saved, we get into the kingdom, allow God to build us up. You know, the problem that I see today, many people are not stable. People are all over the place. Don't find yourself, you are a believer, but you are all over the place. You know, we can't tell whether you are coming and you are going. These days, the world is full of people like that who move from one place to another, who does not have a sense of belonging. Don't be that kind of a Christian. Be stable, man. Be planted in the house of the Lord. You know, if you are a man and a woman who is always moving around, if you find yourself all over the place, not being planted, you will be a mixture without identity or origin in the spirit. If you have so many men and women of God speaking into your life, you will have none of them impacting you because you are too mobile. When you speak, the wise and mature will hear that you are a mixture and a misfit. Remember, nobody can pour into a mobile or a moving vessel. So if you are such a person listening to this, believe it or not, in the spirit, you look strange because you are a mix of many seeds and no single source can identify you as its own. Be planted, man. Be planted. Allow God to build you up in one place. Build relationships. If you are in a local church right now, maybe you have a calling upon your life. Don't find yourself all over the place, you know, chasing after shadows, you know, jumping out of the pot before your time. Sit and be taught. Grow. Be planted. Make a difference in your local church. Find an identity for yourself. Belong somewhere. Allow your man of God to impart to you and pour himself into you. I promise you, the devil wants you to keep moving from one man of God to another so that he can turn you into a wanderer who is seeking the unknown or a vagabond with no sense of belonging. This is how the devil frustrates and chokes great gifts and callings. Settle down, my brother. Settle down, my sister. Be willing to serve God. But if you are not in your calling yet, settle down. Allow yourself to be taught. Be willing to be taught. Be willing to be disciplined. Be willing to be pruned. There are so many young people that are angry with their pastors because of immaturity. Listen, don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive and allow God to build you up. I've run out of time. I hope you are willing. As I'm sharing this, your heart is opening up to the Lord to use you. I want to pray for you right now. If you're not born again, you've not made Jesus the Lord of your life, make this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Amen and amen. If you made that prayer, you are born again. You are my brother. You are my sister. I will see you in heaven. God bless you. I love you so much. See you again next time. God bless.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.